Music was there every step of the way during the American Civil Rights Movement of the 1950s and 60s. That's the opinion of a Western Illinois musician who's put together a collection of songs associated with the movement. Multi-instrumentalist Chris Villillo is joined by percussionist Rocky Maffitt on the 11-song album, which is called Oh Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. Villillo says he began performing the songs in concert a few years ago, hoping to bring the issue of civil rights back to the forefront.
Music is a wonderful way to do that, and by combining the songs with some of the history of how the songs evolved and first-person accounts of how these songs played in actual civil rights demonstrations, I wanted to kind of re-engage that subject a little bit.
Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
Yeah, maybe the best-known song of the civil rights movement is We Shall Overcome.
Yes.
How did that come to be an anthem?
Well, ironically, as with many songs from the civil rights movement, it begins as a gospel song. It evolves to a labor song. A woman named Zilphia Horton teaches this labor song to unions all across the South in the 1940s. She's strongly involved in something called the Highlander Folk School, which is a social justice leadership school, and a great deal of the think tank and energy of the civil rights movement came out of this organization. And apparently she is the one that teaches the song to Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger then changes the rhythm and adds that really slow churning rhythm that we have come to know the song by, and it enters the civil rights movement. With many of these songs, the lyrics are very simple, so you can simply adapt them to any situation, whether it be a labor situation or an activist, you know, social activist situation. And, you know, the rest, as they say, you know, it's history. It really took off. It resonates in so many ways with so many people across the world.
What would you consider to be a lesser known song that you would like more people to know?
Well, there's a couple of them A Birmingham Sunday, I thought this was very well known, and I'm surprised at how many people don't know the song.
On Birmingham Sunday, a noise shook the ground, and people all over the earth turned around. For no one recalled a more cowardly sound, and the choir kept singing of freedom.
It was written by Richard Farina about the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church, and it's a tremendously powerful song, and it's a wonderful statement by art against violence. And that was one in particular I really wanted to put into the project. The one that I had kind of heard but wasn't too familiar with was Hallelujah, I'm Travelin'. Now, I've done some work with Bucky Hawker, who's a labor specialist, and he and I have performed the song, the original song, Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. Now, that's a Depression-era labor activist song that evolved out of a gospel song. That then evolves into a song about the Freedom Riders, Hallelujah, I'm Travelin'.
In 1954, the Supreme Court has said, listen here, Mr. Jim Crow, it's time you were dead. Hallelujah, I'm traveling. Hallelujah, ain't it fine? Hallelujah, I'm traveling down freedom's main line.
It's a song of celebration of the accomplishments and a very positive message, and it's a great song.
What is your favorite song on the album?
I have several. The three, four... certainly, Oh Freedom.
Oh Freedom. Oh Freedom.
That song is a tremendously powerful song. About 6 months ago, I happened to come across a statement that suggested the song was probably written in response to the Emancipation Proclamation.
And before I be a slave, to my Lord and be free.
And was sung in the South by folks that were supposedly free, but obviously they were free if they happened to make it to the North. But in the South, the Emancipation Proclamation was just a political tool. But this allowed them to express this sentiment in what was perceived of as a gospel song. That one's incredible. Birmingham Sunday, as I already mentioned. There's just so many of them. The material is so rich and so strong.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
Musician Chris Bellillo's new album is Oh Freedom, Songs of the Civil Rights Movement. It's available from Gin Ridge Records. Bellillo says the Civil Rights Movement is one of the nation's great stories of heroism and bravery. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.